In Bangladesh, we are already somehow, you know, affected by climate issues. Storms or cyclones have been there all along, and droughts also, things like that. So our country, agricultural land, very fertile land, and you know, good crops come up also. But then there are also natural things that we have to attend to. You know, sometimes there are some losses also because of that. But then with climate change matter coming up in the recent years, these disasters are becoming more intensified, therefore. So we do feel the effect of climate change, really. Like in the south, we see sea level rising and more saline water coming inside, and then some of the rice crop is disturbed because of that water. Some people are displaced because their homestead, etc., are inundated. Then there are more storms, more intensity, etc. So these things we are feeling is coming in. And then also the rainfall on which we depend is not always on time or out of season sometimes. And that kind of disturbs the farmers who are used to kind of a, you know, year by year same pattern of climate, rainfall, etc. They can plan their, you know, plowing, seeding, and etc. So these things we can feel that there are some disturbances already there. And the projections are, of course, that Bangladesh, with the water level rising, if it is not controlled, we shall have a lot of the agricultural land lost, or land also lost to the sea. Plus the people who depend on agricultural activity will also become jobless, and they will also be homeless because of the inundation, then some people will have to move away. It's not only a few people who will have to move away. In a very densely populated country like ours, it will be a large group that will have to move out.
And when you come to a country then like Ireland for a conference like they're having here at TOCRA, do you feel that maybe in Ireland we don't really sense the urgency of it in the way that you do in Bangladesh? Because it's literally, people are going to have to move, people's agricultural land is going to be destroyed. Whereas here it's all still a little bit academic.
I think, therefore, in the conferences, etc., you must reflect on where actually, in fact, climate change is causing devastation, etc. And there is a kind of a tendency, I think, nowadays to reflect also, like, you know, countries in Asia or in Africa, which are also very much affected by droughts, extraordinary droughts, etc., lack of water. So I think there is sufficient ground to make the issue international, and maybe in that situation, therefore, it's good to compare why, let us say, in Ireland we are better off in that aspect, why these lands are not, you know, being disturbed more. So I hope Irish people will have a kind of a way to reflect on others' lives, but then also kind of compare why. And then it might inspire some people, groups who are involved in such things, interested, inspire them to, you know, to assist other peoples throughout the world.
Yes, because in Ireland, per capita, we're quite guilty. We have quite a high carbon footprint. And, you know, some people have speculated that maybe that's partly because we're not really seeing the impact of climate change, so we're not making the link.
Well, this will probably, because carbon, you know, impact is understood. It is accepted that too much carbon is coming through. And Ireland might find a way to diversify its carbon use, you know, carbon produce. Maybe it is in a better position to diversify other energies, carbon-free energies to come. But I think there is also another point in it. It's not only clean, clean industries that we want, but also to diversify industry itself. If it's only economy depending on industrial commercial goods or useful goods, let us say, and the culture becomes a little bit more, how many things we may have. Even with clean energy, it may be also that, we are very much drawn to a leisure life of, easy going way. We have more than enough, then it comes to wasteful also economy. So I think Ireland will have to see to that in one way to not to have so much carbon, come from the activities, but also not to have only, things of, material goods only, but to have other goods, put interest in other things.
Because, presumably in Bangladesh, people don't have as many material goods and they don't have as many things as we do here.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, even too little sometimes. We should try to have enough, but a little less is always also good, because then it orients you to be more happy, to be also seeking friendship and assistance from others, integrating with others, intercommunicate with others. Whereas when we become too much self-sufficient, you also forget to be interconnected with others. You like to be individualistic. And that might be also, that is, I think, in fact, a kind of a problem in the so-called developed, more industrialized countries having a lot of material goods. And you become also wasteful because by and large, things accumulate. You have to produce all the time, and you cannot consume so much also. So then you waste.
Pope Francis has talked about that in his encyclical. Do you think his message will be taken on board in Europe and in the wealthier countries?
I think probably certain multinationals, so to say, may find it difficult because of the interests they have, their whole economy and labor being built up on that kind of activities. They may have it difficult. But I think overall, the people throughout the world will find a sense of, let us say, truthfulness in this vision. And we will be attracted to it. And there is something goodness in the heart of so many people throughout the world, and also in the developed countries. And they will, I think, read it with certain sense of interest. And they will like to do something. Maybe all will not be able to do something, but they will like to do it. So I think his vision, as given in the encyclical, will attract many because there is a kind of a simple way of approach into things which will touch the heart of many people. And from that, I think many good things can come. And I think in these cultures, also Western cultures, the younger generation is a bit also concerned about too much material goods. And sometimes they're not happy also. And I think they will find a kind of a inspiration in this vision of simple life. And I think many will be drawn to it, at least study it out and try to, enter into it.